This station, in cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration, presents by transcription, The Sky is Falling.
Didn't come back this morning, did he?
I looked out the window and his car isn't there. My curiosity is certainly aroused.
That's the third time he's done that since he moved next door. When was it?
A month now, at least.
Wonder what he does.
Well, you should be the one to find out. I don't think it's my place. I'm beginning to be a little worried.
Don't be silly.
Well, it all appears so mysterious.
Just hold your womanly inquisitiveness a little longer. Maybe I'll run into him after I make this trip with the boss.
Morning, if you're talking.
Goodness, maybe this isn't Saturday.
Why so early, son?
Can't sleep. I don't think I slept a wink.
Hear that neighbor of ours leave about 4 a.m?
Neighbor leave? Again? No, I don't think so.
You slept?
What's been bothering you lately, honey? Your father and...
Mom, please. I've asked you not to call me honey.
Oh, sorry. I forgot. Anyway, you've been so moody lately.
Well, I got problems.
Girl problems?
Nah, scientists haven't got time for girls.
Well, of course not, especially not in the last year of high school.
What kind of problems, honey? I mean, Don... Here's your cereal.
I don't want any cereal, Mom. Don't suppose you'd understand, but I got a real problem deciding what to write on for this term paper.
Term paper on what?
I just told you. That's my problem. I've been kicking around a couple of ideas. Maybe something on souping up hot rods, or maybe something about ballistics. Or something scientific.
Well, now, that ballistics is a mighty interesting subject, and I could help you with that one. You remember how your old pop had never touched a rifle before he was called into service? And all the other fellas sitting in the barracks this night before he were to go out on the range and making cracks about how I shouldn't hold the gun on the wrong end and blow my brains out. So the next morning, I goes out on there and the first shot is a bullseye. And from then on,
you
I'm a
shot expert or whatever it was. Yes, for the 20th time we've heard it.
Say... Is that clock right?
It is.
I've got to meet the boss in 15 minutes at the office. Excuse me, I've got to run. Bag's all ready?
At the door waiting. Goodbye, dear. Drop me a card.
Yeah. Bye. So long, Don. You write that up now.
Sure, Pop. See you.
Bye, everybody.
Honestly, that man. Rush, rush, rush. Don, you've hardly eaten anything.
Not hungry, Mom. Know what I think I'll do?
Write about hot rods?
No. I think I'll take a ride on my bike out to the bluffs, just by myself. Maybe I can think of something to write out there.
All right, son. It'll do you good. Promise you won't go in any of those caves, though. They're too risky. Those roofs could cave in any time.
I promise.
I'll expect you back for lunch about 12:30.
Gee, it's pretty out here. All the valley. Gives you a rocket eye view. Beautiful. Maybe I could ride on guided missiles. Gosh, I wonder what it's like just zooming off into space, alone. It's more peaceful on this side of the bluff. Just the birds. Mom worried about those caves. Ain't nothing to them. Nothing like real caves, miles deep. Maybe I could write about caves. Or better yet, tunnels. That's it, building tunnels under rivers. Let's see now. Say, there's a section of the bluffs I've never seen. I wonder what it's like. I think I'll take a look. Leave my bike here. Gosh, I think I'm lost. All these gullies, they all look alike. Can't tell directions by the sun. Maybe on top of this hill. There now. No, don't recognize it. What'll I do? Shouldn't have come over here. If I could find my bike, I could... Wait a minute. There's something flashing down there. Near that shed. Seems to be a road by it. Better get down there. Find out where I am. Come back for my bike later. Gotta get down there. Gotta get down there.
Now, Mrs. Taylor, just calm yourself.
Oh, it was nice of you to come over.
Now, that's what neighbors are for, to help neighbors.
What time is it?
2:00. Now, we'll hear soon. The police said they'd search the bluffs. Is there anyone else I can call? Some boyfriend's family?
No, I've called them all. He's not there. Oh, I'm sure something horrible has happened to him. Why did I let him go?
Hello? Anybody there?
Sure, come on in.
Oh, man, that's lucky.
Who is it? What can I do for you?
I'm Don Taylor. I got lost in the bluffs and I...
Come on in, son. I'll be through in a minute. Say, don't I know you from somewhere?
I think I recognize you too, sir. Don't you live on Walnut Street?
That's right. Sure, neighbors. I've seen you around next door.
Me too, sir. I have...
Lost, eh?
Yes, sir. I haven't been on this side of the bluffs much. I saw sort of an amphitheater I'd never explored before, and I got myself lost.
You're lucky I was out here monitoring today, or the place would have been closed on Saturday.
Sir, what is this place?
This shed? Highway Department maintenance shop. They repair some of the equipment here.
But all those instruments?
Oh, these? Geiger counters and things? They're mine. We also use this as a monitoring station. You see, I'm a public health service fallout monitor.
My mother and father's... I mean, you are, sir?
Yeah. You know what fallout is, don't you, my boy?
You mean from atomic bombs and stuff?
From all kinds of nuclear explosions.
Oh, sure. That's the radioactive particles of dirt, rock, and stuff like that that swept up into a cloud after the explosion and then falls out later.
Very good. Lots of adults couldn't give a definition like that. Well, my job is to measure the intensity of the radiation and the fallout in our area after a test explosion in Nevada.
And that's why you leave sometimes in the middle of the night.
What's that, Jim? Just a second while I make a note of this. So what'd you say, son?
Nothing, Mr.
Jeremy. Ed. Just call me Ed. Well, I suppose you want to get home.
I'd rather watch you. I'd like to be a monitor, I think. How long have you had the job?
Oh, since before the test started. Before I moved over to your side of town, anyways.
Well, Mr. Ed, how many people do they have for monitoring?
Oh, if I knew, I've forgotten. Lots of us. You see, between the Civil Defense Administration, the Public Health Service, and the Atomic Energy Commission, they've got volunteers and full-time employees all over the country checking fallout radiation with Geiger counters and similar instruments. So we won't be caught unawares.
What do you mean, unawares?
Well, you know we're exposed to radiation all the time.
Sure, I learned about that in science class. Cosmic rays from outer space and carbon and potassium in the body bombard us with radiation all the time.
That's right. Only in such small amounts that we never notice it. Now, large amounts of radiation can be harmful, cause bad burns, nausea, make you real sick, maybe kill you. So the amount of 3.9 Rankins has been established as the maximum cumulative exposure allowed for safety. In an area receiving radiation close to that, the people would have to be warned to evacuate, you see?
What's a Rankin, Mr. Ed?
Ed? Ed, just call me Ed. Well, a Rankin is a measurement of radiation. Like an inch measures distance.
Do we ever get close to the maximum?
No, son. Even near the bomb sites, no real danger has ever existed in this country yet.
These particles get carried long distances by the wind, don't they?
You've kept up on this thing pretty well, young man. Winds way up there, 40, 50,000 feet. The Weather Bureau keeps everybody posted as to which way the winds are blowing. Then the fallout monitors check the radiation along the way.
Gee, Mr. Jeremy, Ed, do you think I could look at some of your instruments? Would I bother you?
Sure you can. I'm almost done for today. Been a long session since 4 a.m. Come on over here.
The police have found his bicycle, Mrs. Taylor.
Oh, no.
Now, don't jump to any conclusions. He's old enough to take care of himself.
My poor boy.
I'll get it. Taylor residence? Yes. This is your neighbor, Mr. Taylor. Just a minute. She's right here. Mrs. Taylor, it's your husband. He's calling from Crownville where I'd left the message. Can you talk to him?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'll talk. Henry, they've just found his bicycle. Oh, what? Don's. Yes, he's missing. Oh, Henry, Don's disappeared. Yes, of course. He left this morning to ride out to the bluffs. I told him to be back at 12:30. He isn't here yet. The police are searching. Well, I'm sure something as dreadful has happened. Maybe the roof of one of those caves fell in on him. Oh,
Oh, Henry. Oh, thank heavens. Henry, can you come home? Oh, thanks. Thank heavens. Hurry, Henry, hurry. Goodbye. He's coming home on the next bus.
So you see, Don, that's about all there is to it.
Well, how come most people at home haven't made any preparation to protect themselves?
Don, you've just bent the needle around the pin. If folks would only realize they'd better think now about protection, some future day might be too late. The two possibilities for protection from radiation are simple. One is evacuation, the other is shelters.
You mean clearing out of the place?
Right, but in an orderly manner. Communities and even farm areas need to plan ahead just how the citizens will evacuate, because downwind from any enemy blasts, the people may have to get out of the areas hit by the fallout in a hurry. And several avenues of escape need to be studied because they might have to get out of town to the east instead of west.
I can see that all right. We've never even discussed it in our family. Should we build a shelter?
Well, a simple shelter will give you good protection. Just a frame house protects a little from fallout. A basement, even more. A shelter that's under about 3 feet of dirt will give you virtually complete protection from lethal radiation. It should be stocked with medical supplies, a portable battery radio to pick up the Conrad instructions, and food.
Food? Gee, that reminds me. I'm hungry. What time is it?
It's almost 4 o'clock, and I'm getting...
Four? Oh, gosh. My mom, I told her.
Trouble,
oh.
Son?
Hey, in there.
Who's that? You calling me?
Yeah. Hi, Mr. Jeremy. Say, we're looking for...
A young man, about 17, 18.
Right. Oh, it got him, did you? Hey, you Don Taylor?
Yes, officer.
Did you know they've got the city police and us highway patrolmen searching all over the bluffs for you?
No, sir.
I'm afraid it's partly my fault, officer. He wandered in here, said he was lost, and I've been telling him about my job.
Your mother says you've been missing since noon, sonny. She's almost hysterical.
I'm leaving right now, officer. I'll take him home with me.
Okay, Mr. Jeremy. I'll radio headquarters. You know, I passed here 3 or 4 times this afternoon. Wish I'd dropped in sooner. You'd better get home in a jiffy, son.
It'll never happen again. Honest, Mom.
Oh, I'm just so happy to have you back, son. Oh, I know you're old enough to take care of yourself, but when you didn't come and didn't
Mrs.
come...
Taylor, I'm afraid he and I both became fascinated with what I was doing, and we failed to note the time. I had no idea you were expecting him, of course.
I realize that, Mr. Jeremy, and I know how Don is when he gets involved in something scientific.
And guess what, Mom?
Oh, please don't make me play games at this stage, son.
Ed has agreed to help me on my term paper. Guess what I'm going to write on? I'm going to write about fallout.
Well, at least you did reach one goal out there in the bluffs.
I'd better get on home.
Oh, please stay, Mr. Jeremy. My husband will be here in a moment. I'll appreciate it if you'll help explain this whole thing again. I'm still a little upset.
He's going to be mad.
Sure, I'll stay.
I got an idea, Mom. Ed told me some of the jobs that people like you and Dad can do in civil defense work. There are lots of things. Wardens, airplane spotters, auxiliary police and firemen, working with medical units. Why don't we try switching the subject over to that real quick-like, and maybe we'll get his mind off my being lost. Maybe we can get him interested in civil...
Oh, Don. My Don. A typical boy. I wish I had the carefree attitude of a 17-year-old. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Tell you what. You and Ed get your heads together and see if there's a job in civil defense for a man who fired expert the first time he shot a rifle.
The Sky is Falling was written by Bob Hahn and produced and transcribed by the Rocky Mountain Radio Council for the Federal Civil Defense Administration under the production supervision of Nat S. Linden.